The reported detention of the men while women and children stood by helplessly as their homes and possessions were destroyed is deeply disturbing. The image and circumstances are painfully reminiscent of the powerlessness and separation experienced by enslaved people under slavery. Jamaica must never allow the exercise of lawful authority to reproduce circumstances in which vulnerable people feel stripped of their agency, dignity, and ability to protect their families and possessions. Let me be clear. I recognize and respect that bona fide owners of private property have legal rights over the use and enjoyment of their land. Those rights are protected by law and must be respected. However, the existence of private property rights does not absolve the government of Jamaica of its constitutional and fiduciary duty to protect the welfare, dignity, and fundamental rights of its people. When citizens are displaced in circumstances such as these, the questions extend beyond property ownership. It becomes a question of governance, human dignity, proportionality, and the responsibility of the state.